Hi there, and welcome back to 5 Secrets to Living a Healthier Life. As we near the end of our journey together, you are nearing the beginning of yours, and I hope that this is an exciting feeling for you. Over the last week, I hope you were able to fuel up and fill your tank to the absolute maximum. This step is absolutely crucial, as I stressed in the previous podcast. Without filling your tank with the driving passion that roots itself in your heart and in your soul, you will be quick to lose your footing along the path you are about to travel. The decisions we make each day of our lives set the direction of our lives in the present moment and set the potential we have in the future. If you live in the moment driven by the sole purpose of your existence, your destiny, and allow it to course through your veins and reach every inch of your body so that it can surround you and everyone in your presence, then you will be completely unstoppable. If you feel like your tank is not quite full enough, don't worry, because there will be plenty of opportunities to pit stop along the way and fill up once again. So as we begin your journey towards a healthier you, we have one stop to make now that you have completely fueled up. And this stop is what I will share with you in this week's podcast, Secret Number 4 to Living a Healthier Life. Let's get started. Hi there again, Justin here, and in this episode of 5 Secrets to Living a Healthier Life, you are going to start on your way towards your ultimate destination, your vision of a healthier life. And now that you've set your course and fueled up, you now have everything you need to reach your ultimate destination. However, if this is a new journey for you, like I assume it is for most listening to this podcast, then we need to make a brief pit stop before you get moving on this next step. Even if you have experience working on achieving something as powerful as this podcast is being produced for, you will still want to follow through with this week's secret. Have you ever decided on a goal in your life, one that you thought you were committed to, and you found yourself doing really well at the start, but you started to lose the energy, the motivation, and the determination you had fueled up on before you even took action? You had the mindset. You had the goal clearly laid out in your mind. You were focused. You were determined. And you had all the energy in the world. But there was a point along the way where things fell through, and you knew something was missing. There was a key ingredient you didn't even know existed that would ensure that you didn't quit too soon and give up on what you were so dedicated to achieve in the first place. This missing piece is crucial in making sure the voices in your head don't start to take over and steer you completely off track. I tell you what, I'll give you a hint as to what this week's secret is before I reveal it. It's a voice, but it's not in your head. It's a voice that reminds you why you are here on this journey towards reaching your ultimate destination. It's a voice that regularly checks in with you along the way. It's a voice of external motivation and constant support and total belief that you can and will reach your ultimate destination. Can you guess what the secret is now? This week's secret is pick up your co-pilot. Yes, your co-pilot. Your travel companion who is all gung-ho for adventure, as well as a little backseat driving from time to time. Having a strong and dependable person to support you along your journey is of the utmost importance in accomplishing what it is that you have set out to achieve. If you don't have support from someone with a similar frequency of thoughts, goals, and enthusiasm as yours, then you might as well get used to falling off the tracks, because that is what's most likely going to happen. You don't need to be an outgoing person for this step. And you certainly don't need to be embarrassed about your goals that you wish to achieve. Because if you are embarrassed and you don't want to share your journey with anyone, then you need to get over this part right now. I urge you. In fact, if this is you, I want you to right now write down at least 5 people that you know will hold you accountable for reaching your ultimate destination. Then, pick the top 3, and out of these top 3, think about who might have a similar goal. But even if they don't, They should be the type of person that will be with you along the way, will suddenly check in with you and put you on the spot to analyze your progress together with them. No one really likes a backseat driver, but sometimes we know they have a valuable place in our cars and in our lives. They should be the person who is not afraid to tell you if you're working enough or if you're slacking off. They are the person who does not believe in excuses, or even if they are, you are empowering them with the ability to eliminate any and all excuses and distractions that will keep you from reaching your ultimate destination. This delegation of power can then also transform their life too. You want to make sure they are the type of person that will deliver a contagious level of enthusiasm that will drive you to fuel back up when you're running low or feeling exhausted or disgusted, so that you can set back out on your journey with a full energy tank and a full heart, loaded with determination and complete passion for achieving success. Because you can. I cannot stress to you how important this step is in reaching your ultimate destination. If you are good at holding yourself accountable, that's great. But what about when the going gets rough? Really rough. Every person will come to a point in his or her life where they must realize they aren't able to do everything on their own. Have you ever felt that way before in your life? I'll never forget the time where I was working full-time, studying full-time, had a family at home, including my newborn boy. I had to balance my workload for my job, my class schedule at school, my homework, my test preparations, my patient files, their appointments, because I was a clinical intern at the time. I had to drive 1 hour each way to work and to school. Plus, on the side, I was training clients to make a little extra money during the week, and I was managing the beginning of my business I was building. Just saying it takes so much energy out of me. And people to this day ask me, how did you do it? How did you balance all of those things so well and have such positive results in each of the areas you were working on? Well, I'll tell you, I made it look easy, because it sure as hell wasn't. Most people would have collapsed after a few days, or perhaps they wouldn't have even been able to get started because of their limiting beliefs, or not being able to understand their own needs, or their overwhelming amount of thoughts and emotions that would flood their brain. They certainly flooded mine, I'll tell you. I can guarantee you that, because I lived it. So how did I do it, you ask? I'll tell you. I followed these exact steps that you are doing right now for your healthier life. But I adapted them for achieving the ultimate destination that I had in mind at the time. It was one destination I had in mind that would keep me on the road towards achieving my life's purpose. And I made the decision that giving up or failing was not an option. But there is no way I could have done it all by myself. I found the support I needed, sometimes in the places that I least expected. I found support in my workplace. My amazingly supportive boss not only allowed me to adjust my work schedule to make things work, and above all, which was most important to me, he believed in me. He checked in with me the entire way, for 3.5 years, until we parted ways professionally. The most amazing thing about it was, I didn't even ask him to do it. I was, and still am to this day, eternally grateful to him for his support and guidance along the way. Support also came from the place I treasure the most, my home, my family. My amazingly beautiful, loving, and caring wife knew that this was part of my passion and believed that by accomplishing this goal, that I would be one giant step closer to achieving my dreams. I owe to her a lifetime of gratitude for all that she has done for me and all she has gone through at the same time when I was away from home from sunrise to sundown almost every single day of the week. The people we have in our lives that ride with us on this journey are along for the ride. If you aren't sure what true gratitude feels like or how to deliver it, trust me, after doing what I said I did, which you will, then you will understand. For it is impossible to thrive completely on your own. From being an unborn infant depending on your mother's innate nurturing abilities and care, to the moment you are born, receiving your parents' love and guidance to help you grow, and to the friends you make in life, and to the people you meet along the way, we absolutely cannot thrive alone. We must have a co-pilot, or two. We must take the step to have someone hold us accountable so we can focus completely on our journey to whatever we want to accomplish in our lives. The support we receive from those we choose is exactly that, support. They keep us standing tall. They keep the structure around us from falling in on us when we are not looking. They make sure we don't overdo it or underdo it by being the constant reminder at the right time. That's why most of the time we call these people friends. And here's an interesting fact. The Chinese word for friend consists of two characters. The first of the two characters holds the essence of what friendship truly means. It has two identical parts sitting side by side, and these identical parts are the character for the word moon. When you place the two of them together, two moons that is, you completely transform the loneliness, the solitude, the seclusion of a single moon in the night sky by combining it with another moon to create a feeling of companionship, collaboration, and connection that is extremely difficult to break. This is the power of friendship and the power of support. So during this next week, call on the person or persons you know will be your co-pilot and provide you with the uncensored support you know you might need along the way. And who knows, your co-pilot might even call on you to do the same for them. Because isn't that what it's all about to begin with? To change your life so that you can change others? So get busy and make those phone calls, write those emails, whip out your smartphone and reach out to create your base of support right now. Once you do this, we will move on to the final secret, the final step to being on your way to living a healthier life. And don't forget one more thing. You always have support from us at My Metro Medicine. Call us, email us, visit us, or simply send us a private message on Facebook Messenger and let us know if you need additional support. We are here to help you succeed every step of the way. I look forward to having you back here next week with me, and I wish you the best of success this coming week. Until next time, I'm Justin Flinner. Live well, love well,